Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Brutality interview with Valeria Cortez, Venezuelan activist in Gaza. White phosphorus bombs weighing more than a ton on overpopulated neighborhoods, missiles from drones. In this way, the unstoppable and ruthless Israeli attack continues over the Palestinian people. As of Tuesday, these attacks have resulted in the death of 620 children, women, young and elderly people, almost 4,000 wounded people, and over 3,000 homes destroyed. This is what Venezuelan Valeria Cortez said to Real World Radio from Gaza. Cortez is a member of the UNADICUM organization and said that the recent humanitarian ceasefire meant a slow death since the attacks continued non-stop. Valeria referred to Israeli authorities as true war criminals and said that together with her colleagues in Gaza, they have acted as human shields to try to minimize attacks against hospitals, nursing homes, and even ambulances. The Geneva Convention, which establishes that all vehicles identified as medical attention in situations of conflict should be respected, is from 1864. 150 years later, the Israeli army seems to have learned nothing, according to Valeria's testimony, and that of many other journalists, internationalists, and victims who are in Gaza. The Palestinian people do not ask for a ceasefire because they know it only means a slow death. They demand the end of the occupation by Israel and their territories, she said over the phone before going to a health center to announce through the social media the presence of international activists in order to stop possible bombings. When I say that 3,000 homes were destroyed, I mean houses of 3 or 4 floors, because here the families build their homes one generation over the other. The death toll is awful. The images are indescribable, said Cortez. Particularly, the member of UNADICUM made reference to the massacre that took place in Shayaya, where the entire population was devastated in the midst of a ceasefire. This isn't a war, such as the media tried to convey. This is a country with no army that was invaded and is resisting with dignity and courage against one of the most powerful armies in the world. Israel does not pay any political cost for this invasion, and it is up to us to stop this massacre. We can't demand a ceasefire as if this was a conflict among equals. Defenseless children are being murdered before our eyes. 620 civilian victims against 27 Israeli army members who were attacking Palestinian territory, she added, and said that in order to understand the forces' intention, one cannot forget that Israeli officials are occupying the territory.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.